It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And now, here's that man with all the wisdom of bygone ages, Mr. Know-It-All.
Thank you, and hello, used wisdom lovers everywhere.
It's time for the NFL draft preview, and don't get your hopes up. Beginning on Thursday, Kansas City returns into the NFL spotlight, and this time, the primary story will not be Patrick Mahomes and the defending Super Bowl champion Chiefs. The NFL draft is coming to Kansas City this week for 3 days, beginning with Thursday night's Slower Than Molasses Round 1. ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network will all provide television coverage beginning at 6 p.m. local time for another 4.5 hours on Thursday night. The NFL teams will have, and generally take, 10 minutes to make their first-round selections as the first 32 college football players are chosen and announced. Then on Friday night, it's round 2 and 3 starting at around 6 p.m. on Friday night with 7 minutes between the choices. Saturday's finale featuring rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7 will have 5 minutes between selections starting at 11 in the morning and mercifully ending somewhere around 5 p.m. The NFL draft will take place around Kansas City's historic Union Station. Now, the incredible architecture of this railroad hub of the Midwest, which is still home to Amtrak, has been transformed into a regional tourist center. The current Amtrak station is part of the Chicago to Los Angeles route, while another train goes to and fro between St. Louis and Kansas City. The train station has been modified to feature a top-notch science center, a planetarium, a large movie theater, and assorted retail shops. In a very good public relations move, the NFL is now holding their annual draft in a different city each year. For decades, the draft was always held in New York City. Even Detroit, which has never even played in a Super Bowl, will get to host the NFL draft next year in 2024. As you make that critical decision as to how much of this year's draft you want to watch, let's take a hard look at some of the facts surrounding this year's NFL draft. Number one. How often does the overall number one draft pick actually take his team to a Super Bowl trophy? That's a great question. But first, the bad news. During the Super Bowl era beginning in 1967, there has not been one team with the number one overall pick which has advanced into the NFL's top game in the very next season. So sorry, Carolina Panthers fans, you might want to hold off on buying any 2024 Super Bowl tickets after the draft. During the 57 years of the NFL's Super Bowl era, there have been 12 of the overall number one NFL draft picks who have led the team which drafted them onto a Super Bowl victory. Let's count them off. In 1967, it was Bubba Smith of the Baltimore Colts. 1970, Terry Bradshaw, Pittsburgh Steelers. 1971, Jim Plunkett of the Oakland Raiders. In 1974, Ed Too Tall Jones of the Dallas Cowboys. In 1983, the overall number one pick was John Elway, and yes, he led the Denver Broncos to a Super Bowl win, or two. In 1989, it was Troy Aikman of the Dallas Cowboys, followed by 1991's Russell Maryland, also of the Dallas Cowboys. In 1993, Drew Bledsoe was the overall number one pick of New England, and he was on the bench as Tom Brady led their team to a win in 2001. In 1997, Orlando Pace of the St. Louis Rams did it. Then in 1998, Peyton Manning of the Indianapolis Colts would end up winning a Super Bowl for the Colts. In 2004, his brother Eli Manning of the New York Giants would eventually win a Super Bowl with his team. And the final one to do it was in 2013 with Eric Fisher of the Kansas City Chiefs. Statistically speaking, there is a surprisingly good chance that makes 12 out of 57 or 21%. That the Carolina Panthers this year might actually find a player that will help lead them to a Super Bowl victory during some not-too-distant year in the future. It has now been 10 years since the last number one overall selection, 2013's Eric Fisher of Kansas City, has been drafted and played for a Super Bowl champion team. So statistically speaking, the odds are now indicating that we are a little bit overdue. Will Carolina finally get lucky with the overall number one pick this year? Question. Who should be that first player drafted? I just finished reading a really good book by former college and NFL coach Jimmy Johnson. You know, he coached football teams to national championships in college with the Miami Hurricanes, and then in the professional ranks with the NFL's Dallas Cowboys. And the book is a really good read for any true football fan. Coach Jimmy Johnson's first rule on evaluating a player had to do with his intelligence. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean the grades he made in the classroom or any testing at the NFL combines. Johnson was looking for players who developed and showed a sincere willingness to listen and accept instruction from the coaching staff. Jimmy Johnson understood that his players needed to be able to make changes from week to week in order to keep their opponents off guard. You have to be pretty sharp to do that. In an earlier post, I discussed that there were a large number of college quarterbacks who were going to be selected very early in the first round of Thursday night's NFL draft. A longtime friend of mine and I had a great conversation about a week ago about this year's draft class. When looking at this year's college football players to be drafted in the first round, how many of those players can you visualize right now making it into the NFL Hall of Fame someday? Not very many, if you really look at it honestly. When evaluating the top names of this year's 2023 NFL draft class, some of them, though, have clearly shown themselves to be the best at their specialty. For the quarterbacks, do you think that Kentucky's Will Levis is actually the best college quarterback over the past few years? He wasn't, not even close. Yet some people this week are believing that he might be selected by Carolina with that first pick because he has ideal size and terrific arm strength. He does look the part of today's NFL quarterback. And the same could be said for Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud. He was really good in college, but was he, by far, the best college quarterback over the last 2 years? No, he was not. Now let's add Florida's quarterback Anthony Richardson into that discussion. Last year's 6-7 record posted by the Gators speaks volumes as to how little difference that Anthony Richardson actually made for his team last year. There's just one quarterback out there available on Thursday night who is clearly at the top of the heap for quarterbacks over the last 2 years. Alabama's Bryce Young was the field general for the Crimson Tide offense in countless games. However, his 5'10", 190-pound weight, we'll be generous on both of those counts, has made some of the professional football teams concerned to make him the top pick. Bryce Young is very smart and was by far the most accurate passer of the group of college quarterbacks we just discussed who are likely to be first-round draft picks. Former New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees had a Hall of Fame career. He's just about the same size as Bryce Young. And in my best Roger Goodell voice, with the first pick of the 2023 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Bryce Young, quarterback, University of Alabama. And who else do we like for this year? Well, I want to consider any player who was obviously the best at his position in college football last year and has shown improvement while in school. Here's a couple of other standout names that I do like to hear on Thursday night. At running back from the University of Texas, Bijan Robinson. And at offensive line from Northwestern University, Peter Skoronski. And that's it. Bryce Young, Bijan Robinson, Peter Skoronski. Now, I'm not sold on the impact which Georgia defensive lineman Jalen Carter or Alabama linebacker Will Anderson Jr. is going to have in the NFL. These two played along some extremely talented college football players on their SEC teams. The NFL is going to require them to take another step up. But I just wonder, have Jalen Carter and Will Anderson Jr. peaked in college? I guess we're going to find out soon enough. Here's another question. What am I looking forward to watching during the NFL draft? In general, I think that good teams make good decisions, and bad teams will continue to make bad decisions too. Now, as for the good teams, let's watch closely as Baltimore and San Francisco might just dangle their current quarterbacks out to the NFL market as possible trade bait soon. Expect the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots to go about their business quietly stockpiling more undervalued players who have been proven to have coachable talent. And what will those Cincinnati Bengals do to keep their team near the top of the AFC? As for the bad teams, well, we'll start with the lowly Houston Texans. They need to make a lot of good moves in this draft to even begin to turn around that sinking ship. I just wouldn't count on it, though, with most of the current executive management group still in place in H-Town. And speaking of bad teams, will the New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, and Arizona Cardinals find a few receivers who can catch footballs thrown by their very expensive quarterbacks? Now, let's look at some other interesting teams. The Dallas Cowboys have done very well this offseason in making a few deals. So let's see in the draft if Dallas is able to grab a quality tight end or a backup running back to help solidify their offense. The New Orleans Saints have just spent a lot of money on Derek Carr as their new quarterback. I wish I had more confidence in Coach Dennis Allen, though. With the current level of talent with the Saints, New Orleans could be really good this year. But I also said the same thing last year. Coaching does matter. And speaking of coaches, let's keep our eye on former Saints coach Sean Payton and his new team, the Denver Broncos. Denver has just 5 picks in this year's draft. In fact, the earliest picks come in the 3rd round with 2 of them. So will coach Sean Payton make a deal to move up and get a better pick in this year's draft? I wouldn't bet against him. So come Thursday night, it's time for that annual football soap opera we call the NFL Draft, this year from Kansas City. Get your popcorn ready. I'm Swamp Swami.
Are you ready for some football? A Monday night party? Hey, just rockin' around, Hank. Ready to get the good times started. We've got the teams on the field and we turned up the lights. All my rowdy friends are back for Monday night time.